The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
A guy named Cody is on the phone for a second date update today, and he said his date was a disaster. But in his email, he said the girl that he met actually showed up looking better than her profile picture, so I don't know how anything could be a disaster after that. Cody, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Okay, so your date was a disaster?
It was.
Was it your fault, Cody?
It was my fault, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that, though. That's good.
We'll find out more about that in just a second, but first, tell us about the girl you want to call. What's her name?
Her name's Natalie.
Natalie, and you said she actually showed up looking better than her profile picture? That's rare.
Yeah, I mean, we met on Tinder, and I got to the bar early because I wanted to be there to kind of scope out a good place to wait and just to be ready. And, you know, she walked through the door, and yeah, she looked even better than she looked on Tinder. And
awesome.
Did you act shocked when you talked to her? Like, oh, my God.
Hopefully not.
I was like, oh, man, you looked only okay, but no. Yeah.
That could have been a disaster.
Like, you are horribly photogenic, like, yeah. In person, way more beautiful.
You take terrible pictures. not at all.
What was your actual interaction like?
So she came in, you know, she saw me, she came right over, gave me, like, a big hug.
Good.
And I have to admit, I was, like, immediately really nervous. Like, okay, is this too good to be true? everything's got to go well. And, you know, so we're, like, looking over the menu to order a drink. And she was like, you know, hey, would you mind doing Jello shots?
Whoa.
Dude, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, who's going to turn down Jello shots? This is really going great. And so we're like, doing Jello shots, and she's talking about, like, family vacations to her family's lake house, and
awesome.
Like, she's, you know, like, really opening up right off the bat.
Like, she's talking about taking you to her family vacation spot, or just in general?
She's talking about it in general, but I felt like she was maybe going there, but...
Okay.
Plus, you might have been drunk or something at that point. I mean, it doesn't sound like a disaster at all, unless those Jello shots led to more Jello shots, which led to other kinds of shots, and then it became a disaster.
It was not a disaster at that point, but hang with me. We're getting to the disaster part.
Okay.
So honestly, I'm feeling like everything is going great, right? She looks great. She's opening up about her family. Maybe she's going to invite me to, you know, this lake house. We're getting kind of drunk. And I start to notice this smell.
At the bar?
Uh-huh. Oh. And I'm like, kind of sniff around a little bit without being too obvious.
Mm.
And after a few minutes, I'm like, oh, crap, it's me. Not, oh, crap, I'm going to crap myself. Didn't mean to say, oh, crap.
I was going to say, that would definitely be a bad thing to do on a date. So you smelled?
Yeah, I smelled.
I don't get it. Like you farted or what?
Like deodorant?
No, BO. I mean, I plan on going home after work to shower, but work went a little too late.
Oh.
You know, like one of those in-betweens where, like, I didn't have enough time to go home to shower, but I had more than enough time to get to the bar, so I took a walk there.
Oh.
Okay, so you're nice and ripe.
Ripe, yeah.
And then, you know, got really nervous right off the bat, which I'm sure kicked into all of that. It was a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
So you read.
What'd you do? Just keep your arms to your side the whole time?
No, I excused myself to go to the bathroom and tried to, like, wash my pits, you know, wash a little down there because the Jello shots had me feeling optimistic.
Oh, down there. So, you took a little hooker shower in the bathroom.
Yeah, sure. That sounds about right. And I used the hand soap and I came back And almost immediately, it started to sting down there.
Wait, you put hand soap down there? Like, and just tried to splash water?
I just wanted to make sure if we got to that business, it was smelling all right down there.
Yeah. I just wish I could have walked in on you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That would have been nice and awkward.
It wasn't good. So I had to excuse myself again. And now she's kind of like, what's up? Why all these bathroom trips? And I'm like, I'll just be right back.
Okay.
And I go to the bathroom, and this is where it gets so much worse. I'm like trying to wash it off.
Oh, no.
I'm getting water all over myself. I literally just like ditch my underwear at this point.
Oh, my God.
Now I've got like water all down the front of my pants. Oh. And so, like, it's one of those eco-friendly bathrooms. There's no hand towels. It's just a blow dryer.
Oh, my God. And you're just, like, standing naked in the bar bathroom at this point is what it sounds like.
I've got my shirt on. But, yeah, no, I'm trying to dry off my pants in the hand dryer.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So did you come back to the table drenched?
Or naked?
You just decided to ditch all the clothes altogether?
No, yeah, that would have been a move. I came back, and I think I just couldn't get my pants dry, and I was just, like, really sweating at this point, and just launched into this whole tirade on modern toilets. I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. The toilet exploded on me. Mm. Modern toilets are all too powerful. It's almost like an out-of-body experience hearing this crazy man talk about the toilet power.
Okay. What was her attitude at this point?
Rightfully so. She's like, hey, maybe we should reschedule.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
She's right. But ouch.
And did the date end right there then?
Well, at that point, I also thought that was probably the best decision. So I'm like, yeah, we should totally reschedule. Look, honestly, I was having a great time. I think, like, this could be great. And, you know, I think I probably, in some desperation, maybe threw out a few more. I had a great time at her. And then we parted ways.
Oh,
and I reached out to her a few times. And not shockingly, she hasn't responded. But I just feel like she's pretty awesome. I really screwed it up. Like, I would just like the chance for her to get to know me and to go on a second date.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.